big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world, which is, let's just be honest, the world we are living in. And today, I have a special guest today. Her name is Ebony Bright, and this is her first time on the podcast. And Ebony is a current resident with us at New Life Christian Church, and we hope that she becomes a long-term resident, which would not mean she'd be a resident any longer, but she would be a full-timer. And she's actually done some great things here. And, you know, we first found Ebony last year, and she was an intern for us, a summer intern for us. And then she came back this year and not only helped us with student ministry stuff, but also became the coordinator for our interns, because we went from one intern, which was her last year, to five interns this year. And she was the one who essentially ran the program. For a variety of different reasons, but she did a fantastic job. And so what I wanted her to come on the podcast today and talk about were some lessons learned that she got from the podcast, not from the podcast, but from the summer internship and how she led it. And what were some things that she did during the summer that enabled it to be a successful experience, not just for her, but for the summer interns as well. And as you know, you guys look into this, you know, in your own ministries, and you look at possibly hiring summer interns, this could be a great kind of a lesson, a great tool that you'll use to help your experience with summer interns be all the better. So I'm really excited to have Ebony on here to share her experiences and just talk, because she's a very gifted person with a lot of leadership capabilities, and she did a fantastic job. So I'm excited for you guys to hear about it. All right, so without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Ebony Bright. All right, with me right now is my friend Ebony Bright. Ebony, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tom.
Oh, good. Hey, Ebony, this is your first time on the podcast, so I'm really excited that you're on the podcast, but people may not know who you are. So can you give a quick little bio of who you are and how you came to New Life? Could you do that?
Yeah. So my name is Ebony Bright. I'm originally from a small town called Liberty, Kentucky. I got involved with New Life last summer as an intern. So I was down here as an intern last summer for college, and then decided to come back because I've recently graduated from a school in Ohio, Cincinnati Christian University. So,
cool. Okay. And when, you know, because I had been talking to you and Corey and myself, and the people on the podcast know Corey because he's been on the podcast quite a few times, but Corey and I have talked to you before coming back to New Life to serve, because now you're serving as a 6-month resident, you know, which is a little bit longer than an intern. What made you want to come back again?
So like I said, I did my internship down here. It was a great experience. I loved hanging out with the kids involved in student ministry, and also the Meadows kids, which I got to be involved with Corey as I served alongside him running camp. So those were two big things that got me back, just the students and then the outreach with Meadows community. But also New Life was a place that I, when I was down here, I grew a lot. And so right out of college, I was wanting that place that I could still continue to grow, but also that work environment where I knew people who want to equip me to be better. And that's what New Life does.
That's great. That's good. Well, we're really glad you're here, and we're looking forward to long-term Ebony staying here, not just intern or resident Ebony, but long-term Ebony. Well, Ebony, the reason why I have you on the podcast, we've talked before, is because when you came here, I think when we were first initially talking to you, it was not to be necessarily the intern coordinator of sorts, but that's what your role turned out to be. I mean, ultimately, with Corey leaving me kind of spearheading it in my personal life and work schedule got so much of me that I was not able to focus on the interns, and you, by default, got to assume the responsibility of being in charge of the interns this summer. So tell me, before we get into specifics, tell me about that. How was it being in charge of five interns this past summer?
Like you said, like that kind of got put on me. It was weird because, like I said, last summer I was an intern. Like, I knew that I was going to be involved with them a little bit, but I figured it would be like, oh, hang out with them and working with them. Yeah. I'm not being their coordinator.
their boss.
Their boss. So that was definitely an awesome experience. It was challenging at times, but the challenging experiences are the ones that you grow from. I was lucky enough to have three of the interns be three of my really close friends. I went to school with them at Cincinnati. And so that was the challenging part, too. It's hard to be a boss to your friends.
Yes.
So went through that whole process, but this first time having five interns here at New Life. Like I said, last summer I was just one, so it was awesome to have five, and it was a humbling experience to be their coordinator.
Yeah.
Because I'm a year older than most of them, but it was cool just to be able to kind of work with them and see, like, be able to see their experience and you know, debrief with them and talk about how their summer was going was really cool, because I mean, we did that, me, you, and Corey did, but this time we're going with five, and so to see their different perspectives and, you know, what might change, what needs to be better, and you know, having them come back to me and be like, hey, you could lead this way, or let's do this with camp. And so that was cool too, because when you lead people, I think it's really easy to get caught up and say, oh, I'm leading you, but there's so much that you can learn from the people that you lead. And so these five taught me a whole bunch about just myself in general, about what it means to lead people, and of course what it means to be a friend. So I have three of them that I was friends with, and then, you know, getting to know our other two, Claire and Trevor, was really cool, and, you know, leaving with five really good friends now, so.
Yeah, see, and, okay, so I think you did a lot of really good things with the interns that I observed, unfortunately, from afar, because I wanted to be much more involved with the interns this year, and I was not, and that's why I was so grateful to have you, because you really assumed that responsibility. And one of the things that I noticed that you did early on was that you got them synced up on a schedule. Talk to me a little bit about that, about how you organized that and why that was important to have them kind of scheduled out, not just for you, but for the other people on staff.
Yeah, so like I said, it was me last summer, so I guess it's really easy to just be like, one intern, you kind of have that flexibility with five, especially with five, and, you know, we gave them the meeting room as an office, so, you know, people walk by there all the time, and, you know, they could be doing stuff on the computer for us or whatever, but it's just, with five people, I like schedules. I like to know exactly what I'm doing, even though, like, when I come into work, it could be a different thing. And that's the exciting part. But I wanted to give the interns just that kind of peace of mind, saying, okay, this is what your routine thing will be. It might change, but at least giving them that solid structure from the very beginning. And it also just allowed them to be able to, you know, if other people came in and said, hey, I need you to do something for me, then for the interns to be able to say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't. I might have to do camp, or actually, I'm kind of already have something planned for today. So it just allowed for the interns and the staff to kind of be on the same page. You know, it's really easy to say, oh, we have five interns. You know, the whole church is like, yes, we have five interns. But it's like, yes, we have five interns, but they have their primary and secondary positions. So the schedule, for me, I was just like, I think it's an easier way for me to be able to know that they're all on the same page with me, because I was in and out at meetings and doing different activities, but also gave them that opportunity to say, okay, this is what we do. This is when we know, okay, you know, maybe we can go, because a lot of them were athletes. So, you know, oh, well, now we have time to go work out, or, oh, we have time to go do this, or, you know, time to study, or, you know, they had meetings with Creed and stuff like that. So just gave them a better overall structure, still knowing that they had a lot of flexibility, but at least giving them a routine of saying, oh, this is what time we need to be at work. Oh, this is usually what time we leave during the afternoon and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, that's great. And it worked out really well on that level. Well, another thing I saw that you did, which I thought was very effective, was early on, you know, again, when interns come into a church environment or a ministry environment, I think all the other staffers look at it and say, oh, fresh meat, I can get them to do work for me. I got them to do things. And again, I think one of the things that Corey and I really worked on early on, before the interns and before Ebony came, was that we worked on a job description that was important to have. However, even knowing that the other staffers knew that they had specific roles, there were still people who were like, we need to have this person do this, this person do that, this person, and really want them to do work for them. You sent out an email, kind of, well, can you share a little bit about the email that you sent out to all the staff early on about the interns?
So again, like I said, kind of with the schedule, it was giving the staff and everybody on the same page, and that's what I wanted. Like I said, I came into this intern or my residency with three of the interns being some of my really good friends. And the reason why they wanted to come and be interns here was because they heard about my experience. I mean, I loved it. And so when I got back to school, I was like, new life. Like, all new life, you know, decked out in my shirts, my stickers on my laptop and stuff like that. And so I sent out the email and it kind of was just saying, hey, you know, if you haven't seen our five interns, we have five interns. They're super excited to be here. But with that excitement, we also just all need to kind of be on the same page and knowing that they're excited to be here, we're excited to have them here, but how do we be on, like, how can we be on the same page and knowing they have a schedule and they're not just five interns that are walking around doing nothing? They have their primary positions, secondary positions. And so I sent out the email just being like, hey, these are what they do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So especially if they were helping me run camp, I wasn't out there being like, oh, crap, where are my interns? Or so just sending that out and saying, hey, this is what they do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This is what they're doing on Tuesday and Thursday. If you do need help, you know, let us know a couple weeks in advance and maybe we can figure something out. Because it was just, again, trying to be on the same page. And so I sent out the email kind of just as like the mediator between the interns and the other staff and kind of just giving the interns a voice, because a lot of interns, they feel like, oh, well, you know, we do the grunt work. And I'm like, yes, but you also are human, and so we're going to respect that and hope that you respect us. And so that was just kind of the whole purpose behind the email.
Yeah, and I think it helped the interns too, because, you know, as a young person, you want to please everybody, basically. If someone wants you to do something, you're like, you want to make a good impression. You don't want to say no. But by Ebony sending out this email saying, hey, talk to me first if you need them to do anything. There may be opportunities for you to do stuff, but talk to me first. Then we can kind of work it through in their schedule and so forth. So that was great. One other thing that I saw that you did that was awesome was that you were constantly debriefing with them and you were constantly reviewing things with them. Talk to me a little bit about that and why that was important in their development too.
Well, again, like, we do camp, and so that part of debriefing was just so you know what I need to fix. They were thrown into leadership positions. I was thrown into a new leadership position from, you know, being the intern to director of camp now. And so I got into that and was just, you know, wanting to know maybe what we need to change, how do we reach certain kids a little bit more. But then just the overall internship debriefing was just to see where they were at. You know, what lessons they might have learned throughout different experiences or with just different outreach projects, or kind of just, you know, just seeing like that whole idea of where you're at, what we can do to make it better. Because of course our goal is not just have these five interns and then no more, you know, it's continue to have more and more interns. And so that whole thing was like, okay, well, you know, it's the first week. What do we need to change a little bit? You know, it's, you know, we're a month in. How's it going? Like, what are some things that we need to do? Because I think, you know, there's constant growth. You grow every day and things change every day. But if you're willing to adapt to those and kind of meet people where they're at, great things can happen. And so that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be able to allow the interns to leave here with a great experience. Yeah. Not saying that they're going to go home and be like, new life. But at least, you know, inwardly have that experience where they're like, you know what, at New Life, I grew in my faith. I made friends that I didn't think I would have made. And just those experiences, the experiences that aren't outward, but they're inward. And that you go home and you reflect on, you're like, holy crap, I miss those people, or I miss serving at camp. You know, it might be long days, but you know, when you're gone, that's something you're gonna miss. And that was one thing that all the interns said, oh, we're gonna miss the kids at camp. And you know, you butt heads with them sometimes, but it's that experience of, you know, just making sure we're all on the same page and that we have those great memories that we can look back on, you know, years down the road and be like, you know, that one internship that I did, you know, it was really great because these people cared about me. And, you know, I wasn't just an intern there to do like the grunt work. I was someone who mattered and they wanted to see me get poured into as much as I was pouring into others as well.
Yeah, that's so true. And that really enabled a community being built. I mean, again, you did a lot of debriefing with them, a lot of processing with them. But then you also did some fun things with them too. And like, you guys went to the beach, you know, this day or that day, you went hiking or you went this. You really fostered a community where I believe all five of them, even though three of them knew each other coming in, all five of them felt more connected to each other afterwards, and this was a very positive experience for them. Now, listen, they may be listening to this podcast and say, I hate that guy. No way. This is terrible. But I don't think so. But, Ebony, in wrapping up here, I'd love for you to share some things what did you learn through this whole process of being, you know, really pushed into it? And again, you can criticize me all you want on this thing, but what did you learn? What were some things that stuck out to you about this whole process?
One thing was just to come at any situation with a humble attitude. It's really easy to be like, oh, I know how to lead. But you don't really know how to lead until you're put in the situation. Leading students and leading other college kids, especially ones that you went to school with and were in class with and, you know, had the late nights Taco Bell runs with, that's different. You see a different side of people. Like I said, it's hard to lead friends because, you know, you see that goofy side. But one thing I learned about that was that, you know, you can come into a situation being a friend with someone, but you gotta know where that friendship lies, and that's a great thing about the three people that I came in with, knowing that and knowing that they have my back. And that's one thing, when you lead a team, you guys gotta have each other's backs. And I'm without a doubt knowing that the five interns that I led have my back, and I had theirs this summer, and so that was a great thing. And just being able to learn from them, like I said, they brought in different aspects. Running camp, I could have came in and said, this is the layout, but, you know, the first 3 weeks we were here, we all just sat down in the meeting room and just, you know, went, what are some ideas? How can we do this? And, you know, we threw different ideas, and even as camp was going on. So I would just say, you know, come out with a humble attitude, be willing to learn from the people you're leading, and just be willing to get out of your comfort zone. It's hard to, like, I would just rather let you guys kind of just do whatever, in a sense, and be like, hey, we need to fix this. But sometimes you have to be that, like, strong person who puts the foot down and say, no, cut it out. Like, we got to get serious. And so, you know, there's a time for fun and there's a time for seriousness, and you got to be able to balance that and not blur the lines. But also just set the expectations high as well. I think if you just set them at, like, average, you're going to reach those and just be like, okay. But if you set them so high where you think they're, like, you know, unattainable, and then when you finally reach them, you're like, wow, we did it. And that was the thing, what we did for camp. I wanted this huge expectation. I wanted these kids to leave having great experiences, even missing the interns when they're gone, which they do. And so just being able to work with your team, it's really easy to be a leader and say, okay, these are all my ideas. But the people you lead have great ideas too. And so just being open to that.
Yeah, see, I think that's great. Those are great things. And the reality is, because of your leadership and your ability, the way you approach this, I feel like that we are sending these five students back to different universities now, back, and that they're going to be excited to share about their stories from this past summer to their friends, which will enable new life now to hopefully get some more interns next year, some different interns. And that's what we were so blessed with you last year, is that when Corey and I and you worked together last year, just for you being one, and then we came and visited you on our, you know, kind of intern recruitment time, you know, you were able to really introduce us to a lot of people. You were a catalyst for us to get these five students. And I know that when we do a trip again this coming year, they are going to be catalysts for us to introduce us to new people and get us to meet some new potential interns, assuming that these guys can't come back or whatnot. But it was an amazing experience. So the experiences that you give interns, by the way that you lead them and the way that Ebony led them, will really be used as a way for you to continue to foster and bring in new interns each and every year, depending on how you do that. So, well, that was awesome. So any other closing thoughts, Ebony?
It's been a great summer. It really has.
I always like when I ask, here's the deal. I always like when I ask, hey, any other closing thoughts? And people are like, no, that's okay. And I'm like, okay, let's get out of here.
It's been a great summer. Like I said, it was a learning experience. There are, like, people have been like, oh, are you going to, like, do you miss the interns? And I'm like, yes. I mean, I was friends with three of them really well and got to know the other two. But it's like, there's a sense of relief not having to lead five people anymore, kind of. But I'm excited to see what the rest of my time here in New Life holds. So
that's awesome. Well, great. Well, Ebony, we love having you. So we hope it holds a very long term time. So, all right. Thanks, Ebony.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Ebony. And again, there were some cool lessons learned there and some cool things that she did over the course of the summer that made it a very successful experience for the summer interns and for her and for the church in general, because let's just be honest, as soon as the interns left, we've already decided that we want to bring back 5 more interns for next year. And a large part of that is because of the work that Ebony did to make it a successful experience again, not just for the students, but for the church as well. So I'm really excited about what the future holds, and I'm really excited that next year we get to bring in 5 more students. All right, well, before we wrap up here, I do want to do one quick little plug. This week is Summer Ministry Vlog Week 16, 2016, that is. And if you look up the hashtag SMVWEEK16, I had to really think about that one for a second. If you look up that hashtag, and I'll have it in the show notes, all week long, you're going to hear some, you're going to see some great vlogs. These are video blogs done by the likes of Chris Wesley, Ben Kearns, and Elle Campbell. And she's actually got her husband Kenny coming in to some of the vlogs she's got this weekend. And I've got some as well at ymsidekick.com. And I'll have a link to all these vlogs that you can check out all week. But this is a new idea that we've working with these guys of, instead of writing out our content or even doing the audio with, you know, podcasts, what would it look like to do some video blogs? And so everyone was really cool and excited about trying this out with me. So look up the hashtag SMVWeek16. There, I said a little bit better that time. And check out the different vlogs we have this week about ministry content. So it should be really kind of a cool thing. It's happening all week long. All right, well, that wraps it up for us this week. Again, head over to ymsidekick.com. All week I've got some fresh content out there. Not only my blogs, but my vlogs this week. And also, if you like this podcast, go over to iTunes and subscribe to it. I got fresh ones coming out every Wednesday. And so I'm excited about some of the things that we've got lined up for this future week. So definitely subscribe to it and tune into ymsidekick.com all the time, because I've got fresh content there as well. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week. Until next time, have a great one.